Well, welcome back to another episode of our vodcast series. Today we're joined by Elder Tamara and Amanda, where we get to explore the topic of making bold decisions. So that's quite exciting. I'm quite excited to hear what you guys have to share.
Well, thank you for having us. Yes, we're quite excited to be here.
Yeah, share
with you guys.
Yeah, we really are excited. I think yes. We were just speaking that this topic is going to be something else, right? So today we're speaking about something very interesting and very close to my heart as well. The concept of young CEOs, right?
You guys are
like the women who we all say one day I want to be like. So tell us a little bit more about, maybe you can just introduce your business, tell us what you do and why you chose that. So if you want to go ahead and mind and start for us.
Okay, sure. Making the decision to start a business wasn't easy, or it wasn't planned either.
Yeah.
So I studied, I got out of school, studied, and I climbed up the corporate ladder, and I was in corporate. And then I got married, and we decided that we wanted to start a family. And then little did I know God had another direction for me. So I left work and started my family, and then God, times got tough, and then COVID happened, and all of that, and then, it became tough, so we needed to see what we can do, and then business was an option. We were like, okay, we're not going to do the 9-to-5, and, we've got a family now, we want to be more flexible.
So
we got into business, so my husband and I decided, and then he was still working at the time, so we started up the business, an opportunity came up, and then that's where the company birthed, and... yeah, no turning back from there. So it wasn't an easy decision to make. And it had its ups and downs in the beginning, startups, making your contacts, building your network, and, going on from there. And making that decision was a tough one, but it was something that needed to be done to fulfill our needs at home.
And then
taking it from there, and then so the company we did, it was in medical, and then from there we got a product of our own that we do. It's a breast cancer glove. So the name of my company is Bar Vision, and we partnered up with SensiFem, and we've got a glove that we brought up that detects lumps in your breast that are a small grain as sugar. You can pick up it just took off from there.
Wow. How did you develop that glove?
So it was from our partner. His wife actually had cancer. And, sometimes it's like it just happens too late. When you go and you do this mammogram, then, you find that lump and then it's painful. And then it's already stage 3, stage 4. Mm. So we were looking at products and... we partnered up with somebody from Spain, and we asked them, they were already in developing this glove, and we partnered with them, and then, it was for early detection. We were in search of something that will be able to find lumps in your breast and stuff earlier on, so you don't go when it's too late at stage 4. You pick it up prior, and then you monitor it, and you take the necessary steps before finding out too late,
Awesome. That's really smart. I think it's a very impactful kind of business. It's not just for oneself. It's for more than oneself.
Yes, taking into consideration. Really cool. Community and how we can better advance that. In the medical field.
And over to you, Lady Tab.
Okay, so my name is Tamara, and my business, my story very much. A lot like Amanda's, studied, was in the corporate industry, was up going up the corporate ladder, and I was married at the time. I already had a child. And when the time came and I was pregnant with my second, I made a big decision to leave work. And I said, no, I'll be okay. I can do this. Strong. Yeah. And being at home, I was at home for a year after I had my second child. And I said to myself, I was like, no, there's got to be more to this. I can do more with myself. And I know I've been given the abilities to be great, if we can put it into that context. And I was doing things on the side here and there, not for financial gain, but just out of the love and the joy of it. And just so happened I birthed my company, which is a cake decorating company. I like to call it a cake designer.
Yes.
And it didn't start off like that. Yeah. It was very much, I saw a need in the market where people were having functions, and I know it sounds a bit cliche, but people were doing things, having birthday parties and stuff, but you would find all sorts of colors on in a scheme. Like, we look at, like today we're in pink, right?
Yeah.
And we'd find pink and purple and green and stuff like that on a table. And I said, no, man, why are we living not in our potential? Let's be better.
Yeah.
And yeah, so yeah. I birthed the company, and it was through a lot of time and preparation that, and even courage, if I can say, because it's not something I studied. I mean, my study expertise was in the finance sector.
Okay.
And so this was completely out of my comfort zone, but it was something that I had a love for. So I said, okay, let's do it. And I started my business, not like overly flashy, and just starting out small, you know, bringing it out every day.
Yeah.
And I had a word from God, because I had lots of concerns in my business.
Yeah.
And my concerns were not financial, and my concerns were not, will the next great idea come? But my concerns were very much family-based, because I had a very young family.
Yes.
And I got a word, and the word actually came from Mom Neela. And the word was, God is saying, I will take care of you.
Sure.
And all of your concerns will be taken care of.
Mm.
And when I received that word, I was like, you're telling me that this is what my this is what I'm supposed to be doing all the time? So I just wasted like 10 years doing something that was not my path and not what I was meant to be doing. Mm-hmm. And so when I got the word that said, I will take care of you and I will take care of your family, I said, you know what? This is it. I'm hitting the road running and I'm not turning back. And nobody's going to change my mind. Nobody's going to tell me I'm going to go back into corporate. I'm going to do it. And as I go every day, every year, every month, every challenge that I face, I'm going to face it with the expectation and the knowledge that I know that I can do it.
Yes.
I might not have the culinary skills. I might not have gone to chef school or pastry school, which I have
It still doesn't seem that way, but okay.
I haven't had any of that training. But I said, I have the capabilities, so let's use it. And I always look at my, and some of the, one of my bios, it says, making smiles wherever I go. And it was one of the things where I told myself, I said, you know, there's so many things that people need in this life. But what I provide is not, it's not a need. So how can I make it something that people would want? And it really is that wherever I go, what the product I produce must put a smile on somebody's face, be it from somebody who's turning one or to somebody who's turning 70, somebody's getting married or having a baby. I always tell them, whenever somebody sends me a thank you message, I say, thank you for allowing me to be part of your special day. Because for me, I say, I count it a privilege that you've chosen me. Because not everybody has that luxury.
That's so good. I like that. I want to know, though, how do you ladies kind of take risks in your world? Because starting off having this idea that, hey, this is something that I want to do, to where you are, there were a lot of risks, I imagine, that you had to take, a lot of bravery that you had to show. So what does risk-taking look like in your personal businesses, individual businesses, excuse me, and how do you kind of do that every day?
Okay. So the first risk that we took was actually starting up the business, right? It was like you go from earning an income every month and then knowing, okay, at the end of this month, I definitely got a salary, to taking the risk that, okay, now I have to make my own, you know, income. So that's the first step, and that was the first risk factor. And you have to get the courage and inside of you and, like, you know, say, okay, I'm taking this despite the fact that there are going to be risks. I may fail. It may not always go my way, but I'm going to push through that, right? And then in the business, like in my business, the risks that I take, and, like, you know, like, what if, you know, you have somebody else's life in your hands, basically. And you have to consider their, like, you know, they trusting in your product to to find out, like, if you know, if you look at a person that has, because you know it's a hereditary cancer, it's a hereditary and it can go into the family and stuff. So if you find somebody that has, like, their mom that had cancer and stuff, and they're looking at your product to early detect, you know, and if your product fails, you know, or if you didn't do your checks and stuff, you know, you have somebody else's life in your hands and that you have to consider.
Sure. That's a deep one.
Yeah.
So obviously our risks are very different. Very different. So you might have someone's life on your hand and somebody might kill me, kind of thing. But it really is, when I look at the risks that I have to take in my business, and it's not, like I said, it's not as serious as that. But when somebody tells you, I'd like you to make my wedding cake, for them, that's the be-all and end-all. Yeah. And for them, their day needs to be special.
Yes.
So some of, I'll tell you, like one of my first instance, my very first wedding cake, it wasn't a complete disaster, but to my eyes, it was a disaster. And the bride was very gracious because I took the biggest risk ever. She wanted something specific I had never done before. And at the time, I told her, I was like, listen, I've never done this before. I really think you should go with somebody else. And she says, no, I've tasted your goods and it's what I want. So what she wanted, I was like, okay. And I baked the cake the morning of, which was, again, young, naive, not knowing right from wrong how to do this. And there's no real research or things you can search. And I went and I put this cake up, and it was like the Leaning Tower, I have to admit. But she cut the cake. The family wiped it out. It was like the best cake they ever had. So I was very happy. So as much as it didn't look the way that she wanted it to look, it still appeased them.
Yes.
And I think in my industry, some of the biggest risks we can take, it's like copyright, for instance. You know, people put stuff on social media.
Yeah.
And it's so easy for bakers out there to take that information and be like, no, I'm going to do exactly that. And it's one of the things I pride myself in not doing. That when somebody sends me something, I know I have to take a risk and say, listen, I know you really like this, but can I create something special and unique that is for you? And that's one of my biggest things, where creativity is something that is God-given. And no two people can be creative in the same way. And as much as we want to have the exact copy, like I might want to have your exact hair, I cannot. And in the same way, when I create something, I know that my talent is God-given. Because I did not study it. So it must be from
God.
It must come from God. So I'm going to use it to my best advantage. And and God has given it to me to say, listen, you are my child. I've given you the ability to be bold and to be courageous. And take that risk. And sometimes I think I might have the personality to have take the risk. And even if it fails, people might not always want to be angry because you're gracious about things and you know how to accept when something doesn't work out. In my industry, failure is a big thing. So you have to know how to accept when something is not right. And how to adapt, how to move from it, how to make it better. Turn the tables around, because some failure is not an option. But I also say failure, and I was telling it to Amanda, failure is one of the things where you might fail today, but it's tomorrow's starting step. So with everything that I do, today it might fail, but tomorrow I know how to do it better. How not to do it, and so that I know how to do it better.
You live
so,
and you learn.
Yes, you live and you learn.
So I think really, so you touched a bit on your faith journey. Amanda, if I could ask you, how has your faith influenced your bold decision making?
Oh, it's everything.
Yeah.
Everything. It's from fasting and prayer to sowing seeds and trusting that God will come through to you for you. You know, it's Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's one of my favorite scriptures, and you know what gives me the courage to do the things that I do. And Deuteronomy 31:6 says that, you know, you have to be strong and courageous and do not fear, for I, the Lord your God, will goes with you. And those are scriptures that I find myself going to and, you know, meditating on.
Sure.
And that's the center of everything that I do.
Mm.
And I always go back to God, you know, before I turn to my husband or my mom, it's God, you know, God first. And in trusting in Him and His will for my life and aligning my decisions with that. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Do you have any words of encouragement that you'd like to share with the audience?
Words of encouragement. The one thing I will say is starting a business is a big risk factor.
Yeah.
It's a big step to take. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I do say is, as much as fear is a factor when we make decisions, we must not allow fear to rule us.
So
because fear will give us like anxiety about certain things. And I was telling Amanda, I said, we don't serve a God who's given us fear. But rather we serve a God who gives us strength and He gives us power to do all things. So. To start something like this, I mean, like something as small as, I say small now, but also to be great like what Amanda's product is, it's really, you must take courage in doing it. And if you have the desire, put it before God, because those needs will be met. And you will get approval. I mentioned that I got approval through Mom Neela, and I had a few people coming up to me and saying, you know what, God is saying that you are on the right path. And I just took all of those words and went with it. So when you are not on the right path, sometimes you will fail. And you know when you are there that sometimes God gives you the power to do better. And some businesses is not for you. Some businesses might fail. But never, and if you have that entrepreneurial spirit, never take it and say, no, well, I failed in business today, so business is not for me. We need to always persevere, because it might not be your moment, it might not be your season, but a time will come.
So just something that you said that I want to ask then is, you said that businesses can happen, but sometimes it may not be yours. So in an instance maybe that you are running a business and maybe things don't work out, how do you then work the ability to pivot? And how do you even just allow yourself the ability to pivot?
Oh, on that one, I will say, so I haven't started like multiple businesses, but what I will say is, when you start something and it is not in alignment with what God has for you, failure is almost inevitable. It might not be extreme failure. It might be in the small things. It might be a financial setback. And then that's God's way of saying, listen, this might not be for you. I need you to look at something different. And you know business being, when your business is successful, you really see it in its financial game. I know it's not a good way to judge if your business is doing well, but that is one of the things. And I know like one of the things that I looked at is when I started it, and initially when I started my business, it wasn't cakes. Let's just put that out there. When I started my business was desserts and all the fun stuff besides cakes. So when people came up to me and be like, listen, can you do a cake? No, that is not my thing, not my vibe. I don't do cakes. I don't bake cakes. And when I got that first request, I was like, I think you should ask someone else. I denied it. I said, it's not for me. I don't do that. And one cake later, I think we're now like under like, I think 2,000 cakes later. And my initial business that I did start, I do 10% of it. So that was God's way of saying, listen, this, you're on the right track, but just not where you should be. So sometimes we start a business, or somebody in our family might start a business, and we like to support them, we like to encourage them. And some family members or some people around us, when your business fails, says, you see, you're not made for it. But you might have it inside of you. That entrepreneurial spirit is inside of us. It's about how we bring it up. How do we cultivate it inside of us? Some of us are not born to be entrepreneurs. And that is, I look around at some people and they're not. I look at my own mom. She's not an entrepreneur. So when I say, you know what, it's not your grace, but it is It has been given to me. Mm. And I'm lucky I'm surrounded by people who have entrepreneurial spirits. Mm. So if it is not for, if you're not on the right track in business, God will direct you. And if one of the things you must always do is take all of your requests to God.
Yeah.
You know, we might have a great idea, but maybe that great idea is not meant for us.
Yeah. Mm.
And if it is, God will give you the tools. He will give you the skills. He will give you the ability. He will put contacts in place and connect you to people that you never knew existed or people you never knew you would meet. That's one of the things I've learned is if it's meant for you, it is. It's God's will and He will see you through.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and just to add on that, it's like when you get into business and it doesn't work out and you fail, sometimes it's not the direction that you're supposed to be in, yes, for sure, but then you learn the skills that you need, or it's a stepping stone to take you to the direction that you need to be, you know? So you don't always look at it as failure or waste of time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a redirect, and then, you know, you've developed the skills that you need to move on, and you know what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
So it's never a waste of time. It's just a stepping stone to where you need to be. Mm-hmm. And as Tam says, that when God puts something in your heart, He gives you the tools to go through it and follow through, you know?
Mm-hmm. Powerful, ladies. Mm. anything to add, see?
I think this was one of my favorite podcasts. Because of just how genuine, not saying that the others weren't genuine.
No, please, no,
guys were real.
But I think it's exciting to see that you guys have had these ideas and somehow God has captured that idea and He has helped you kind of propel. That's really cool to see that it's actually possible. Yeah. I think that even with someone who may be watching and thinking, I've always just had this desire, and maybe they're still in corporate, or maybe you know, they are a stay-at-home mom or whatever the case may be. I think this conversation
has been inspiring.
It's inspiring and it allows us the opportunity to dare to be brave.
Especially the young generation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So thank you, ladies. Thank you for sharing and for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.